About the most boring question you could ask about religion is whether or not the whole thing is true. Unfortunately, recent public discussions on religion have focused obsessively on precisely this issue, with a hardcore group of fanatical believers pitting themselves against an equally small band of fanatical atheists. I prefer a different tack. To my mind, of course, no part of religion is true in the sense of being God-given. The real issue is not whether God exists or not, but where one takes the argument to once one concludes that, evidently, he doesn't. I believe it must be possible to remain a committed atheist and nevertheless to find religion sporadically useful, interesting and consoling, and to be curious as to the possibilities of importing certain of their ideas and practices into the secular realm. One can be left cold by the doctrines of the Christian Trinity or the Buddhist fivefold path, and yet, at the same time, be quite interested in the ways in which religions deliver sermons, promote morality, engender a spirit of community, make use of art and architecture, inspire travels, train minds, and encourage gratitude at the beauty of spring. In a world beset by fundamentalists of believing and secular varieties, it must be possible to balance a rejection of religious faith with a selective reverence for religious rituals and concepts. It's when we stop believing that religions have been handed down from above, or else that they're entirely daft, that matters become more interesting. We can then recognise that we invented religions to serve two central needs, which continue to this day and which secular society has not been able to solve with any particular skill. Firstly, the need to live together in communities in harmony, despite our deeply rooted selfish and violent impulses. And secondly, the need to cope with terrifying degrees of pain, which arise from our vulnerability to professional failure, to troubled relationships, to the death of loved ones, and to our own decay and demise. God may be dead, but the urgent issues which impelled us to make him up still stir and demand resolutions which don't just go away when we've been nudged to perceive some scientific inaccuracies in the tale of the seven loaves and fishes. The error of modern atheism has been to overlook just how many sides of the faiths remain relevant, even after their central tenets have been dismissed. We've grown frightened of the word morality. We bridle at the thought of hearing a sermon. We flee from the idea that art should be uplifting or have an ethical mission. We don't go on pilgrimages. We can't build temples. We have no mechanisms for expressing gratitude. Strangers rarely sing together. Atheists can learn to rescue some of what is beautiful, touching, and wise from all that no longer seems true. The wisdom of the faiths belongs to all of mankind, even the most rational among us, and deserves to be selectively reabsorbed by the supernatural's greatest enemies. Religions are, intermittently, too useful, effective, and intelligent to be abandoned to the religious alone.